Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you wanted to listen to Free Talk Live, you're in the right place. Congratulations. This is the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts momentarily. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. And let's go to your calls and your thoughts right now. Let's start with Bill in Detroit, Michigan. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Bill.
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Just a couple questions. Has anybody besides myself ever served in the military?
Yes, other people have done that.
Other people besides you have.
I'm talking about you, too.
There's three of us here tonight, but of the three hosts on the show tonight, we have not. However, we do have other hosts on other nights who have.
Correct.
Okay, so my point is, it was kind of a disparaging remark about the National Guard and Reserves. I've served in all three, regular Army, National Guard, Reserves, been deployed many times, been Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And the National Guard and the Reserves, and this is what I guess was what I consider disparaging to them, is they don't just serve on weekends and, you know, 2 weeks during the summer. I mean, they do a lot more than that. I mean, there is a lot more training than that. And, I mean, yeah, they get compensated for it, but, I mean, it's kind of unfair to them for the sacrifices that they have made for you guys to say that. And then, finally,
what sacrifices are those?
They sacrifice us. If we step out of line, they sacrifice us to the god of government and kill us.
And what's the value of sacrifice in general? Why should we respect sacrifice? Isn't that basically giving up something in order to get nothing?
Well, and I'm sorry to interrupt both of you guys, but Bill, so I did say indeed that my cursory knowledge of the National Guard, I knew a guy that I worked with who was in the National Guard, and I was actually his boss, and every now and again, once a month or whatever, he'd go out on doing his National Guard thing on the weekends, and then maybe one time a year he needed like a couple of weeks off or whatever. So that's where my comments came from. So was I incorrect?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, National Guard and Army Reserve get deployed, I mean, all the time to war zones, and so I mean, I'm kind of.
I know the reserves do. I was speaking specifically of the National Guard.
The National Guard does too, absolutely. I've got a nephew who is a first sergeant in the National Guard, and he's done 7 tours in Afghanistan.
Wow, so, that sucks.
Yeah, so but I mean that's my whole point. I mean, you guys, you don't have an understanding of the military, and
understanding.
No, but I understand. But I mean, then whoever it was, I think Ian. He said, well, what are you protecting or what are you sacrificing for? for American freedom. For
but that's
rights.
Not true.
Okay.
That's a lie.
How does it help American freedom, though, for a bunch of National Guardsmen to go whack people in Iraq who are no threat to my freedom? Now, if the National Guard had whacked that cop in Minneapolis before he'd had a chance to murder George Floyd, then I would say the National Guard was fighting for my freedom. But as it is, they're fighting to kill Iraqis who never did me any harm.
So let's go back to the whole 9/11 situation. Did they do any harm to the United States, killing 3,000 people by bombing?
You mean the government? Right? Yes, the government killed a lot of people on 9/11.
The government didn't do that. That was, no, you're nuts. And then, finally, let me ask you this.
He was talking about the terrorists. No, but he was talking about the
well, generally the government is the terrorists, and all evidence to me says that the government is lying to us about what happened on 9/11, whether the government did it or whether they're just lying to cover up their own incompetence. Nothing they say about 9/11 adds up, so I certainly can't give them any credit for fighting for our freedom there. Either murdered a bunch of Americans, or they just lied about what happened.
Well, one thing you can say for sure about 9/11 is that it never likely would have occurred if it weren't for the military going over into the Middle East and murdering innocent people over a period of decades.
Well, that's certainly true. If it really was Middle Easterners who knocked down the Twin Towers, then why did they do it? Because they've been getting bombed for decades.
That's what Osama bin Laden said.
Yeah. So again, no, the military has done us zero good. As a matter of fact, if they didn't do 9/11 themselves, they brought it on us. I have no thank yous for the military.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, you have the right to your opinion. I understand. So let me ask you this final question.
Mm-hmm.
So on last night's show, Melanie and Richie Rich said go out and kill cops and kill National Guard members. Do you guys support that?
No, I definitely don't support that. And Mark opposed them on that last night. I think that violence is not ultimately the solution, but I do understand why people are upset, and I understand why that people will go that direction, because the human animal does tend to lash out when it feels threatened, and that is inevitable.
I just want to say that I would love to see an organization of people that did actually protect freedom and human rights to, you know, be in place and doing that, and doing it without forcing people to pay for it, without forcing people into a system that does nothing more than coerce and kill and take money.
So then if I say, for all the protesters that are burning down businesses and looting everything in my city, if I say go out and kill them, then what's the difference between me and anybody else?
Well, the difference is that the protesters are the people who have been victimized for centuries by the government, and they're fighting back, and they're not always making good decisions, but they are standing up for themselves. Meanwhile, the government is standing up for their right to murder people in the street with impunity, okay? And that's what the government is killing for. The government is saying, we will kill you, we will put our knees on your throats until you die in the street, and if you do anything about it, we'll kill you. Okay?
That's
the difference. The government is the attackers, the people.
The radio.
Yeah, it was hard to hear it, but he definitely
you can't say it. So, Bill, if you're still listening, I just want to make one other point, and it's a difference in perspective, because this organization named the National Guard makes you think that it is guarding the nation. And much like Ian alluded to earlier today when talking about the word public, if you say public schools or public funding, you're really talking about government schools, government funding. If you just take that word public and change it to government, that gives you a more realistic idea of what those things are. The same thing happens often with the word national. And in this case, the National Guard, it doesn't guard the nation, it guards the government. It is the government guard, just like the police are there to protect and serve. Not you, the people, they're there to protect and serve the government. It's the same exact thing with the National Guard. More of your calls and your thoughts moving right along. Let's go to Dan in Maine. Hang on, Dan. We'll bring you right back. Stand by, Dan. We'll put you back on hold. My apologies. Look, the time has gotten away from me. It was such an interesting call. Thanks for the call, Bill. I didn't thank you. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on the National Guard and the police? Do they protect you, or do they protect the government? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More coming up.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese. She's like 22. A yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, with you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
It's Ian.
And it's Nobody.
And we have been talking about, well, all sorts of things. The riots, the implications of the government being involved, the National Guard being rolled out. Rolled out with live ammunition, no less, to guard what? The people, perhaps? No.
To guard the right of the police to kill you in cold blood.
They are there to guard the government, in my opinion. And we've been taking your calls and your thoughts, and we will do more of that.
You know, before you do that, the last caller also made a point claiming that the military was keeping us free. And I don't know about you, but you guys, but if that's what they thought they were doing, they failed miserably at it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There isn't more freedom now. We don't have even the same amount of freedom. There are fewer freedoms now as a result of the supposed military.
You can't even run a freaking business.
Nope.
I recently celebrated my 48th birthday, and I can say unequivocally that I am less free now than I was when I was 28, much less 18.
Oh, yeah.
The technology is incredible that we have, and that has brought a certain set of freedoms that we didn't have before.
The information travels much more freely and quickly, right? Speed is really what technology has brought us. The internet has brought us speed of information. We get information instantly now. But that also gives those people who want to oppress the same speed.
Yes.
Right? So they can propagandize now faster than they could before and that kind of thing, so... Yeah, it certainly it's a tool that everybody can use. Will you use it for good or awesome, or will you use it for horrible and deadly? That is the question. There is a new kind of payment network today. Large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And just piling on my comments earlier about diversifying the worth of your value, right? Money is the measure of your life's efforts, generally speaking, in a large, broad sense of the term. And so I think the more things you can put your value into, the better off you're going to be, because you don't know what's going to happen to the value of all these things. So
it's true. Well, you do know that the value of the dollar is going to go down.
that.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of things I can say with certainty, but you know, I'll go out on that limb.
Have you seen like the dollar value chart since like 1913? It's just straight downward. It looks
it
like
makes that noise too on the chart.
It looks like a ski slope.
Yeah.
You ever watch The Price is Right? And they show that they had that one game where the guy climbs up the mountain. It looks like that, but in reverse. Like the guy should be sliding down the mountain on a sled or whatever. So,
yeah, I made one of those a couple years ago for a college doc, and it was very very enlightening.
Yeah. Dan, thank you so much for holding. I apologize for attempting to bring you on right before we had to have some sponsors there. But you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay. You know, I think the first guy that preceded me asked the question, any of you gentlemen serve? You say there's people on the program that have, but have any of you gentlemen served?
When you say serve, you mean serve politicians in the military doing what the politicians ask you to do?
I haven't killed any strangers on behalf of the government.
Question.
No, I'm just trying to understand when you say serve, because I serve people all the time. I serve my customers.
I serve people, but I asked a very specific question. I'm going to say no, but there are other people on the program that have. That was a question I just wanted to ask. So,
yeah, and you know what? All those people on the program I'm not regretting what they did with the military.
I'm not pointing fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've been in a situation where my ship was captured in the overthrow of the Shah, and that was pretty interesting. We managed to make an escape, which was really nice.
But, the overthrow of the Shah in Iran?
Yeah, when they were overthrown, my ship was captured, and that was an interesting situation.
Who captured it? The Iran
government? That I wish to discuss.
But then why'd you bring it up?
Well, the issue is just making a statement to say, you know, I asked if you had, sir.
And whose freedom were you protecting when you were trying to overthrow the Shah of Iran?
Well, the U.S. didn't overthrow the Shah of Iran. The U.S. overthrew.
I was commercial. I was commercial and completely innocent of that. Now, my point that I wanted to ask.
Well, do you know why they hated us? Do you know why the Iranians were angry at us?
I'd like to go back.
He doesn't want to have a conversation. You just want to keep talking. You don't want to actually answer a question.
Well, I answer a question.
But you haven't answered the question. Nobody's trying to ask you a question right now. So you're saying whether you were commercial? You were saying you're on a commercial ship. You weren't there as a military person.
Exactly.
Which is what a lot of the CIA people said as well. You see, the reason that the Iranians were so angry at us in 1979 is because the U.S. government overthrew their democratically elected government in 1953 under Eisenhower and replaced it with a brutal dictator named the Shah.
I'm not denying what you just said. Okay.
Well, now you know why they were angry. And why did they take a civilian ship? Because the CIA claimed to be civilians and used civilians as cover.
Sir, you're looking at it through... you're not looking at it the way it really is. When our country was formed, originally, America was formed, we had a problem. And that problem was piracy. And the piracy was enslaving people. The caliphate, the caliphate back then was the Barbary Coast. And they would enslave people. Now, there's a thing called...
You got 5 seconds.
...allowance.
And I'm well aware of the Barbary pirates. They were not operational in Iran in 1953.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. We do appreciate it. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. You can call and take control of the airwaves. This is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
this COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another night of curfews for over 30 cities and states across the country as leaders are hoping the curfews put an end to the riots and looting that have been taking place after the death of George Floyd. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding looting and rioting.
Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights.
President Trump then visiting St. John's Episcopal Church across from the White House that was set on fire late Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News. According to one new presidential election poll, former Vice President Joe Biden is 10 points ahead of President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
This ABC News Washington Post poll claims that 53% of those surveyed said that they would vote for Joe Biden. 43% said they would vote for President Trump. The survey also finding a decrease in the president's approval rating, which was down by 8 points since the last such survey. This survey was conducted before the protesting spread across the nation in response to George Floyd's death. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of major retailers are temporarily closing stores in cities hit by violent looting and rioting. Walmart, Target, Apple, and Whole Foods are among the stores closing or adjusting store hours because of citywide curfews. Amazon has also scaled back some deliveries in some areas to keep their drivers safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live, your favorite live call-in radio show.
We may not be your favorite. But you're listening.
Hey, you're my favorite. Listening, you are. Calling, you are. 855-450-FREE. The number it is. Like Yoda, I am speaking. For reasons I do not know.
Stop, you must.
Stop, I must. With you tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian, and an absent nobody.
And nobody really isn't here. Or is he here? Because he's nobody.
I don't see nobody.
Nobody doesn't see us either, but we have talked to nobody, and nobody will talk to us again.
Nobody is on the premises.
We have seen nobody, and nobody has seen us, even though we are without nobody.
It's true.
Nobody is always.
I've run out of things to say on that one.
855-450 free like freedom. You can also get us on our Discord line. We have a couple of calls holding. Let's get right to them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brad in Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks for holding, Brad. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right, awesome. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Pretty good. Hey, Brad, are you on speakerphone?
No.
Okay.
He's all right. He's just in an echoey room. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Is that better?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Well, I wanted to call in regarding actually the topic you guys have been covering, which is the military and the police and basically violence and what's acceptable and maybe what's not. And I totally agree with you guys, at least most of you, that the police are certainly out of control. I'm not sure if you guys saw that video that's been going around about the National Guard marching through the streets in some suburb, and they're shooting rubber bullets
at people
on the porch. Well, what that tells you is that even though they weren't live ammo, you saw how easily and without hesitation those guys pulled the trigger on their fellow citizens.
Right, sure did.
And it's alarming. Now, the original reason that I called was to discuss when it's okay to, for lack of a better word, to shoot police. And that was a topic last night on the show, and I forgot to talk about it tonight. So,
Fine. I have some thoughts on that, Brad. So I know that one of my favorite authors who wrote a book called The Greatest Superstition, his name is Larkin Rose.
Oh, yeah, I read that one.
He did a video on YouTube that got, I guess, removed from YouTube, and it was called exactly what your question is, which is, when do you shoot cops? Now, my opinion on this is, well, since cops or military or anybody who works for government, they're all people, right? I treat them in the same way that I would treat anybody else, which is only in defense, right? I subscribe to the non-aggression principle, which means that I do not initiate force. However, that does not mean I am a pacifist and I will just sit back and take it. I will defend myself, and I will do it very well, and I will do it very quickly if prompted to do so.
Well, what did you want to say about it?
Well, that's how I feel. Here's when it's okay. Number one, we need to see and hear more instances of citizens responding with force back to police who are responding completely beyond what they should. But I think it's okay when you are being invaded, when your personal liberties have been in the process of being. Let me give you a quick example, right? I've been pulled over. I live in a really nice suburb in Kansas City, Missouri. Very, very nice. Very nice place. The police around here, they look like they're constantly wearing fatigues. They're wearing battle armor. They look like they're going into war. I've been pulled over here, and I'm a normal-looking, average white dude. I'm just a normal guy, and I was treated with such I felt like a peasant, and the attitudes were extremely hostile, extremely aggressive, and I'm a concealed carry person. I carry about 90% of the time, and that night I did not have a firearm on me, thank God, because I honestly felt like I would have been drawn on if I happened to be exercising my constitutional right to carry at that moment. However, here's my point. If you are in a situation where police draws on you and just for whatever reason, start shooting, that's when you have the opportunity to, and I think you could actually be cleared of it by a jury. Other than that, though, like somebody was saying last night, I don't think we can just start shooting cops who are standing in a line. I forget who was advocating for it, like Mark maybe last night.
No, Mark was not advocating for that. That would have been Richie Rich who said that. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't agree with that either. I do agree with you that you can use defense, but the argument of Richie and Melanie, I think generally, and I don't want to get this wrong, but my understanding is they believe that simply by wearing the uniform, you become part of this sort of collective, and then therefore you are responsible simply for being part of that collective, and therefore that it is legitimate to shoot. I don't agree with that particular viewpoint, but that's my understanding of what they think.
Dangerous. I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's dangerous,
right,
and
it ignores
the fact that these are individuals, which is, you know, you would think liberty-minded folks would be better about that, but in this case, they're falling into the trap of collectivism, basically.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you go with a gang into a bank and the whole gang is wearing clown masks, that's how they're obscuring their identity and how they're identifying themselves as being part of the gang that must be obeyed, then certainly you could be forgiven for taking out anybody in that bank in a clown mask because that's how they're identifying themselves as robbers. Well, the way the police identify themselves as being special people, more important than you, people who have actual rights, unlike you, is by putting on a uniform that says, we're special, we're not serfs, we're rulers. Okay, and by declaring themselves rulers, they do declare themselves my enemy. Now, personally, I think the right time to actually be shooting at them is, I think if somebody had shot that cop as he was murdering George Floyd, I think that would have been a wonderful thing.
And I think it would have been a good thing if it was one of the other three police that were right there with him while it was going down.
But they're not going to do it. They're also killers for the state.
Two of them were helping hold him down. The other was was watching. But I want to just add to that, because I don't think you're wrong in that instance, Nobody. I think that would be a legitimate use of defensive force to save another human being.
Yes.
I personally think that the minimum amount of violence should be used, so I would rather see them simply remove him from his
do something
victim.
Other than allow him to be murdered.
I would like to see him removed and then handcuffed with his own handcuffs and left there.
Yes.
That's what I think the best thing to do in that case, but I don't think you're wrong necessarily for your viewpoint.
But you both bring up a really good question, which is, what is the point of the uniform?
It's an indicator.
Well, the uniform is to mark them as rulers and not serfs.
It's intimidation, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the whole point of the uniform? Isn't that the whole point of why gangs wear colors? For the intimidation factor? Right? So that's why they're wearing the uniforms. They want to intimidate you already. The uniform of the police has changed from, you know, go back and watch Andy Griffith, the Mayberry uniform, and then look at today's uniform, and they're night and day. You can tell that they're all dressed like, I mean, they literally are a standing army. They're all trained in military techniques. They have military equipment.
Trained in Israel, mostly, which has some of the nastiest pigs in the world.
They have military equipment. Even here in Little Keene, they've got the bear cats, or cats. I don't know. Do they have more than one? Jeez, I hope not.
They do have bear cats here.
I don't misunderstand the argument of people like Richie and Melanie, and I understand where it comes from.
Right.
I used to have that same level of anger. I don't at this time. I do think it ignores the individuality. Like, for instance, I can't say I know the Keene police particularly well, but I've had enough experiences with them to change my viewpoint that these aren't just mindless automatons. They are actual human
beings. They're human beings, correct.
Keene police are much less likely to murder you than most police.
Right. They don't deserve to just get iced for standing in the street.
Or wearing the uniform.
Right.
Right.
We need to change these people's minds, you know? What needs to happen.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got more coming up, including your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is
antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area, and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. And before we go on here tonight, I wanted to mention that tomorrow night it appears we're going to have Jo Jorgensen, also known as Jo Jorgensen, supposedly on the show.
That's the plan.
She is the candidate du jour for the Libertarian Party. Do I have that
right? Yes, she is the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in the year 2000 and formerly the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party from the year 1996, back when Harry Brown ran.
Oh, nice.
Really? I'm with her.
Which gives her some, well, brownie points, let's say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Harry Brown was the guy who turned me on to libertarianism, and I love that guy. He died too young, and
he was up in his years when he passed away, so, I mean, I think he was in his mid-70s. So that's
true.
Kind of a typical age to die for a guy.
Circling back to the first hour, I was talking about this article from the Mint Press that says National Guard now authorized to use live ammo, flood America's streets.
But yeah, just to go on real fast, Captain, it would be great to still have Harry with us today and have his commentary on the crazy stuff that was going on. Because we had him towards the end of his life during the 9/11 insanity. So after all of the crazy crackdown stuff went down after 9/11 and the massive increase of the state, we got Harry, and you know, he wrote many an article about that for his website back then. And of course, he did his own radio show, which is actually the story, kind of part of the story about how Free Talk Live became a thing. Like, not only did Harry Brown turn me into a libertarian like he did with you, but he had his own Saturday night broadcast syndicated radio show that Genesis Communications Network was the syndicate for. I was working at a radio station in Florida at the time. I was like the board operator, but kind of, you know, had some influence over programming decisions. And so I told the owner of the station, hey, we should put this show on, talking about Harry Brown's show. And that's what gave me the excuse to reach out to Genesis Communications Network, because I reached out to them to carry Harry Brown's show. And it was during that conversation where I said, hey, are you guys looking for any other shows? Because we had Free Talk Live at that time,
right.
But it was just a local show, and that's when they said yes. So we actually ended up being Harry Brown's lead-in for a period of time on Genesis Communications Network.
You got to open for Harry Brown.
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
We did.
Man, that's killer, man. I'm not too familiar with that part of the origin story. That's nice.
It goes way back.
You guys feel about him the same way I feel about George Carlin? I realize that we took different paths to arrive at the same conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might think, how did you become, you know, how you are a freedom-minded individual by listening to George Carlin? I can only say, go listen to, like, George Carlin's entire catalog.
Great big club, and you're not part of it.
In it, so.
That's the best description of government ever.
Yeah. So, we've got more of your calls and thoughts coming up, but I just wanted to get to this bit from this article.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in a club of terrorists anyway.
I wouldn't either, but I definitely don't want one gunning for me.
No doubt.
And
so this article talks, it begins talking a bunch about Minneapolis and what's happening there, and it kind of positions the mayor as actually being a moderating influence by rolling up the National Guard, saying that Washington was pushing him to put active duty military on the streets. And
Comitatus thing that is supposed to prevent that?
Does that apply to Washington, D.C.?
The District of Criminals? Yeah, probably not. But the one paragraph I wanted to point out is that yesterday the Pentagon ordered soldiers and military police from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Fort Drum, New York, Fort Riley, Kansas, and Fort Carson, Colorado to be ready to be deployed potentially anywhere in the United States within a matter of hours.
Wow.
Yep. So we're talking about active military in the streets on U.S. soil, something that has that ever happened?
I don't know.
It probably has, but I don't know.
I don't know. Kent State was done by National Guard.
Yeah. To my knowledge, you know, and callers, correct me if I'm wrong, has the United States military been deployed on U.S. soil? I'm pretty sure the answer is no. I could be wrong. Even if I'm not correct, it would certainly be a rare occurrence.
Well, according to ABC News, Trump says that he is mobilizing heavily armed military to stop the protests. There was a quote that somebody just posted in a Telegram chat, ostensibly from Donald Trump, But I'm trying to find the origin of the statement claiming, quote, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and wanton destruction of property in Washington, D.C. He says our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. So it sounds like if that quote is legit, you may actually have military members, not National Guard, but military specifically, in the streets of D.C. if that is true.
Mm. Well, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got some folks holding.
And yes, ABC News cites that that quote as Donald Trump. So
okay. Let's go to Dave 41 on our Discord line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Dave?
Dave's not here.
Is he unmuted?
Dave is unmuted.
That's what you get for not screening that call.
Once. Dave going twice. All right, well, put him back on hold, I guess.
Always screen the calls.
I thought it was safe. That's okay, because let's go to...
Well, before you do that, just a little bit more here about what Trump said. This is, again, just from within the last... this was posted at 7:27, so within the last hour and a half. Donald Trump claims he is the law and order president, saying that domestic terrorism is to blame for the unrest.
He's exactly right in that. And when is he going to take some action against the terrorists, the police, who started this whole thing by murdering a man in cold blood in order to terrorize the country?
He called on governors to use their National Guard military police units to, quote, dominate the streets, unquote, and threatened to deploy the active duty military if governors fail to use the National Guard more forcefully.
That's sick.
Wow.
It's just sick.
He said he may invoke the 1807 Insurrection Act, which he says permits a president to deploy the military inside the U.S. to deal with civil disorder.
1807.
So there, that may be your questioning earlier, has the military ever been used? Perhaps in 1807 when they did that, I don't know.
And, you know, the police already resemble the military, so I don't know, like... You know, right. How much more can you get done?
Oh, now they're wearing fatigue, so now they're the military.
Right, now they're real. Or maybe because they're carrying rocket launchers instead of
maybe real tanks instead of Bearcats.
You know, I don't know. I mean, they certainly spend enough money on it. Doing what we do here, let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Crystal in Sacramento, California. Crystal, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's on your mind tonight?
Well... You know, this whole white privilege thing, I'm really upset. I think everything has gone way overboard. I grew up in poverty. I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. I grew up in the project. I did not have any privilege. And now, you know, this whole thing has turned into this race war where it's like, because you're white, you're privileged. But they're forgetting. We had to fight, too. I was on welfare. My entire family was on welfare. Everybody I knew growing up was on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get off of welfare until 8 years ago.
Congratulations.
And it's not easy. There's so much red tape. You get Democrats that go in there. They say, we're going to change everything. But there's red tape that throws you right back into the hole.
Mm.
And now all of this is so messed up. We have people burning everything up. We're supposed to be protesting. You know, and they're beating white people in the streets as if it's their fault because of their color. Now, you know, to me, it's like, this is causing racism. This is causing whites against blacks. This is going to get a lot bigger if it doesn't get stopped soon.
I certainly can't disagree with you, Crystal. I appreciate the call tonight. It is getting out of hand, and it certainly is exacerbating the situation. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. but instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.